Daily Rest, April 25th, 2024. This week's theme is Jesus' Epiphany in John's Gospel. I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 9, verses 4 and 5. Jesus, the light working the Father's works. Jesus' disciples once saw a blind man and asked, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus responded, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him." He then continued with the words of our text. Jesus entered this fallen world with all its suffering. That suffering can be caused by personal sins, but as Jesus observed, suffering is often simply the result of living in a sin-filled world. God the Father was unwilling to abandon us to our sin and suffering. Therefore, He sent Jesus as the light of the world to overcome sin with its suffering, and thereby restore His Father's relationship with mankind. To that end, Jesus came to complete the work entrusted to Him by His Father. While on this earth, He revealed the light of His Father's love, removing sin's dark night and revealing God's light day. For the blind beggar, this meant Jesus restoring his sight, thereby revealing the grace and power of God. Jesus spat on the ground, mixed a bit of mud, smeared it on the man's eyes, and told him to wash in the pool of Siloam. The man did so and received his sight. Jesus, the light of the world, demonstrated his light by opening the eyes of this man born blind. Sadly, the man was taken to the Pharisees, who determined that Jesus must not be from God, for he had broken their Sabbath rules. The newly sighted man could not believe such spiritual blindness. After defending Jesus, he was cast out by the Pharisees. Later, his eyes beheld Jesus and embraced him as Savior and Lord. Jesus continued as the light, fulfilling the Father's works all the way to Calvary. Dear Jesus, open our eyes to the light of your truths so that we see you clearly and confess you boldly. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clc.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.